Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Dalet as we draw ever closer toward the end of Maseches Sukkah. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by David Kesselman in honor of the daf share and its helpful guidance in many areas. Also by Beis Medrash Mevakshei MS in honor of their current fundraising campaign, which is taking place on Sunday and Monday. That's yesterday and today. Mevakshei MS, founded and led by Rav Chaim Eisenstein Shlita from the Reitz Israel Kollel on the Gris campus, is a growing kehila located in the Mishkafayim neighborhood of Ramat Beit Shemesh. If you'd like to have a part in building a serious Makom Torah and Tefillah in Eretz Yisrael, you can join at cmatch.me/BMME. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding right at the Gemara after the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and the Mishnah had spoken about how we would never have fewer than 18 or more than 48 tekiyos in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara is the large majority of today's daf is going to discuss just that issue, exactly how many tekiyos there were on a variety of different days in the Beis HaMikdash, and how that would that would play out. The Gemara is going to derive from the word yitku'u that they would perform tekiyos for each and every carbon musaf. So when you have a Shabbos that falls out during Chag, where you have multiple musafin, that's going to add, obviously, to the number of tekiyos. The Gemara is going to point out that there are many other days that the Mishnah did not point out that 48 tekiyos are performed. And then the Gemara is going to say there might even be a day where more than 48 tekiyos are done. And we're going to discuss why it is that if there is such a day, the Mishnah didn't mention such a day where more than 48 tekiyos are performed. And then we're going to have a machlokas whether we ever allow Yom Kippur to be chal on Yom Rishon and what the ramifications of that machlokas are. And then the Gemara is going to discuss when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we do the Shira of Rosh Chodesh before the Shira of Shabbos, which is counterintuitive. Really, you would imagine Tadir V'Sheinu, Tadir Kodem, and Shabbos is certainly more Tadir than Rosh Chodesh, but the idea is to publicize that it is in fact Rosh Chodesh, so that's why we do the Shira of Rosh Chodesh before the Shira of Shabbos. So let's begin. We're holding right after the Mishnah at the beginning of the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Masnisin Dilok Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that says that you never have fewer than 21 tekiyos up until 48. That's the minimum, the maximum is against Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya Rabbi Domer Hapoches Lo Yipchos Mishava VaMosif Lo Yosef Al Sheish Esrei. That Rabbi Yehuda had a different numbering system. It's not that he's talking about a different number of tekiyos, but he would have formulated it differently. He would not have called it 21 and 48 as the book ends, but because Rabbi Yehuda holds, as the Gemara is about to explain, that tekiyah true tekiyah counts as one, doesn't count as three, so instead of calling it 21 tekiyos, he'd call that seven tekiyos, because seven times tekiyah true tekiyah is 21 in our language and seven in Rabbi Yehuda's language, and 48 he would call 16, as we're about to see. So b'maykam iflagi, what exactly is the machlokas in terms of the number of tekiyos between Rabbi Yehuda and the author of our Mishnah? So Rabbi Yehuda suffered tekiyah true tekiyah. Achasi, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's one mitzvah tekiyah true tekiyah, and therefore that counts as one tekiyah. So the 21 tekiyos that they blew seven times, each time a tekiyah true tekiyah, Rabbi Yehuda would call that seven. The 48 tekiyos that they blew 16 times tekiyah true tekiyah, Rabbi Yehuda would call that 16 tekiyos. For Rabbanan Savri tekiyah luchud utrua luchud, and the Rabbanan all know each blast counts as a separate item on the list, and therefore as a separate number on the list. And therefore, the number is anywhere between 21 and 48. So now the Gemara says, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he consider tekiyah true tekiyah to be a single mitzvah? Amarkra utkatim trua. That it says utkatim trua, sa alma trua tkia achasi. From the fact that the pasuk calls a trua a tkia, because it says you should be tokea a trua. So you see that a tkia is a trua. So that therefore it's all considered one. V'rabbanan, and how are the rabbanan going to explain the pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda's got a pasuk now that says utkatim trua, that makes it sound like tkia and trua. are all the same thing. So says Gemara, who lepshuta lefneha ulacharehu hu da'asa. The Rabban must hold that we use that pasuk to darshan that every terua requires a pshuta lefneha ulacharehu, requires a tkiya to precede it and a tkiya to follow it. And that's how they teach the pasuk. Utkatem terua before is first comes utkatem, a tkiya, and then terua, that you need a tkiya before the terua. And then it says terua yitku'u, that tells me that before the first you do a trua, and then a tkiya, that you need a tkiya after each trua. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan who hold that each tkiya is its own independent mitzvah, my time, what's the basis of their shita? Meaning we've justified their shita, we've explained why they're not against Rabbi Yehuda, but what is in fact the basis of the shita of the rabbanan? Tichsivu b'hakel ha-sakal titku v'lo tariyu. V'yisal kadai tach tkiya trua achasi. And if you're going to think like Rabbi Yehuda, that tkiya and trua are one mitzvah, how could we say only to be tokeya and not to also do a trua? Amar Achmana palga the mitzvah and palga lo avid. How could it be that it says ubahakel asakal titku velo tariu? They should only do half of the mitzvah and not the other half of the mitzvah. No, it must be that each tkiya is its own mitzvah and each trua is its own mitzvah. So it's okay to say that you should do a tkiya and not a trua because that's also a mitzvah as long as you're doing a tkiya. So that's the basis of the rabbanon, that they should be considered separate mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ulisimanu be'almu da'asa. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shura and Tekiah are one mitzvah, but that Tekiah is not a Tekiah Shal mitzvah that the Pasuk is talking about. It's only a simon when Moshe wanted to speak to Bnei Yisrael, so all they would need to do, that was a klap on the bima. That was essentially all that was, meaning that wasn't something that was just an attention getter. It wasn't something that was really a mitzvah to begin with. And that's why it says that u'bahaki l'asakol titku v'lo tariyu. You want to get people to get together and to pay attention. I still, right? So what do you have to do? Oh, you blow a tkiya. But it doesn't mean that that's a separate mitzvah. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain that pasuk for Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan would respond, you're right, simanahu, but v'rachmana shavya mitzvah. You're right. There are reasons for many mitzvahs in the Torah. Meaning this is a mitzvah of how to get people's attention. They didn't do a clap on the bima. They didn't just make an announcement. They blew a tkiya. So you're right that the purpose of the mitzvah, the time of the mitzvah, was to get everybody's attention. But the pasuk says that it's a mitzvah. The Torah makes it a mitzvah by being koveya the simin dafka with a tkiya and not with some other simin. So from the fact that that we do a dafka with a tkiya and not a trua, you see that each kol is its own separate maisa mitzvah. So now we've established the basis for each shita, the basis for the shita in our Mishnah, and the basis for shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Kimanaz lahadam Rav Kana ein ben tkiya l'trua v'lo klum. Whose shita is being followed by when Rav Kana says that ein ben tkiya, that ben tkiya l'trua v'lo klum, that you're not allowed to be mafsik between a tkiya and a trua, Rashi says, at all. And Rashi says only kedei neshima. The Ritva says not even a kedei neshima, not even enough to take a breath, that there's no hefsek between a tkiya and a trua and all. So says Mar Kaman, Rabbi Yehuda, that must be assuming, like Rabbi Yehuda, that tkiya and trua is considered one mitzvah. So if it's one mitzvah, you don't want to be mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah. So you go immediately from a tkiya into a trua. If you hold like the Rabbanan, that they're totally separate mitzvahs, why wouldn't you be able to be mafsik between them? So says Mar Pshita, that Rav Kana is only according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, mal d'tema afilu kirabanan. I might have thought that Rav Kana is not locked in only to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He's even assuming like the Rabbanan. And since, according to the Rabbanan, they're not one mitzvah, you're allowed to be mafsik a very brief hefsik. And that which Rav Kana says, ein bein tkiya l'trua v'lo klum, it means that you're not allowed to have a big hefsik between the tkiya and trua. Well, what's a big hefsik? The amount of time that it takes to blow three, to be gomer shlashtan. So that's possible even according to the Rabbanan. And the fact that Rav Kana has to say this is to tell me not to say like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan holds even a massive hafzik is perfectly fine. To Amar, Shama Tesha Tkios B'Tesha Shos B'Yom Yatza, that even if you're 9 Tkios in 9 separate hours of the day, that you're Yotze Yuchiyuv on Rosh Hashanah. So Kamash Malach, and in order to reject such an understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, so that's why we say that Rav Kahana is going is going like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and Ein Bein Tkiya is that even a Hefsek Katan, you can't be Mafsik. Meaning the Gemara said that when Rav Kahana says that you can't be Mafsik, one might have thought what he meant was you can't be Mafsik a full hour in between, but you can be Mafsik a little bit in between. No, Rav Kahana is dafka going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. He can't be mafsik at all because it's all one mitzvah, and that's why it's important to tell us that Rav Kahana is going like Rabbi Yehuda, because there is an alternative way to have explained Rav Kahana. So says Gemara, you know what? That alternative way didn't sound so bad. Ve'ema hachanami. Maybe Rav Kahana is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rav Kahana is taku going like the Rabbanan, and all he means to say is not to be mafsik a hefsek gadol, not to be mafsik a full hour. So says Gemara, imkein mai velo klum. But then he would not have added those words, that not to be mafsik velo klum, not to be mafsik at all. When he says not to be mafsik at all, it means even a hefsekata not to be mafsik, and that's dafka according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's not that would not go within the shita of the Rabbanan. So it says Gemara, erev Shabbos shabatoch hachag. The Mishnah said that when erev Shabbos falls out in middle of Sukkot, which it always does at some point, so that day they would blow 48 tkios. So the Mishnah said that of those 48 tkios, there are three that are blown at the Shara Elyon, three at the Shara Tachton, three for the Miloy Amayim, and three al Gabei HaMizbeach. The Ilu, the Maila Asiris, but the three tkios that they would blow when they would bring the water and they would get to the 10th step, Lo Katani, Mishnah doesn't mention that. So why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? Meaning that would bring the number to 51. It wouldn't just be 48 if you count it all together. So Masni Simani, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah assumes, like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that they did not blow a tekiah through a tekiah on the Maila Asiris. Titania, because the Brisa tells us, Sholosh Lemaila Asiris, Tanakama says that they blow three tkios on the Maila Asiris on the 10th step. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Sholosh Al Gabei HaMizbeach, that they would blow three tkios on the Mizbeach at the time of the Zekifa Sarava. So the Brisa adds that they're not really arguing in the number of tkios that they had. HaOmer Lemaila Asiris, Eino Omer Al Gabei HaMizbeach, meaning it's not that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will end up with 51. No, it's still going to be 48. Because if you hold that you're blowing the Maila Asiris, then you're not going to blow Al Gabei HaMizbeach. V'omer Al Gabei HaMizbeach, Eino Omer L'Maila Asiris. And if you blow Al Gabei HaMizbeach, then you're not going to say that you blow Tekiah on the Maila Asiris. So our Mishnah says that it's three Al Gabei HaMizbeach, and the three L'Maila Asiris, the Mishnah does not mention, follows the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but Eino Chinami, if you follow the other Shita, so then it will just be reversed. So my time is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold that they blew tkiah through tkiah al gabei mizbeach and not lemaila asiris? So kivin to talk of the psichas sharim, once they blew tkios at the time of nisach hamayim for the covenant of the psichas sharim of the opening of the gates. So the Mashal explains, it's talking about the Psichas Shara Elyon Vatachta on the Shara Mayim. So the Maila Asiris, Lamali Tataka, why would they have to blow for the Maila Asiris? Hai Lav Sharhu, it's not a Shar, so it's not like a significant stage. Hilkach Al Gabei HaMizbeach Adif, we'd rather associate the Tekios with critical points. And Al Gabei HaMizbeach, when there would be Zokif the Aravos, Al Gabei HaMizbeach, that's a critical point in the day. So that's what makes more sense to blow. The Rabbanan and the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, no, they should blow Al Maila Asiris, Sabri, keeping to tackle the Mila Amayim, since the purpose of the 12th kios that they add on Chag is for the sake of the Mila Amayim, because it says, Ushafta Mayim Besason, right? That's what the Gemara had said, that the Mishnah had said that we derive from Ushafta Mayim Besason, that you have to blow Tkiyot associated with the Mila Amayim, and that's why they were Tokea Bishara Elyon, Bishara Tachton, and the Shara Amayim. So it's Mistavr that the additional three Tkiyos will be on the Maila Asiris, which is on the way toward the Mila Amayim. So you see that it's to make it evident that these extra tkios are on account of the nisach hamayim. So al gabei mizbeach lamali, why would you do it when you're being zokef the aravos al gabei mizbeach? It's not mistaver that the chum would be koveya to be tokeya, because there's no no shaychus whatsoever to the mila amayim hilchach lamaila asiris adiv. Therefore, it's better to do it on the mila asiris. So ki asa Ravacha bar Chanina midroma aisi masnisa biyade. When Ravacha bar Chanina arrived from the south, he arrived with a brisa that taught the following: ubreir nakwadim yitku b'chatzotros. Shein tamalomer yitku. The pasuk doesn't really need to say yitku. Ushakver neemar utkatem b'chatzotros asal sechem al zivchei shalneichem. So it could have just said ubreirun b'chatzotros. It already said the idea of utkatem b'chatzotros. So just say the ubreirun b'chatzotros. So we know what you do with chatzotros. It didn't need to say it. So matamalomer yitku. Why does it add the word yitku? Hakolufi amusaf in token. That tells me that you blow separately for each carbon musaf. So who tani lavu amar la Ravacha taught this brisa. He brought it from the south, and he then explained the brisa as well. What does it mean? Hakolufi amusafin lomer shetoken. I'll call musaf a musaf. That each musaf gets its own set of tekios. So if there are two kedushos, like you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you bring two carbonos musaf, each carbon musaf they would sing its own shir for that carbon musaf, and they would blow nine tekios at the three points during that carbon musaf, because they would break up the shir into three chalakim, and the hefsek between each chalak they would be tokeya. So your makor of carbon musaf shal Shabbos, you sing mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, you break three times during mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, and each of those breaks you blow three tekios, and then the makor of the carbon musaf yom tov, and they would sing the proper shir for the yom tov, and they would break that shir three times and blow three tekios at each of those breaks as well. So now the Gemara asks on the Chiddush of Ravacha that they blow separately for each Musaf. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, Hayusham Arboim Ushmona. That you want to know how we ever got to 48 tekios? If it was Erev Shabbos in middle of Sukkos. And the Mishnah went through the numbers, and that's the biggest number of tekios you're ever going to have, 48. V'imisa, but if it's Rabbi Acha is correct, that when you have multiple Karbonos Musaf, each carbon musaf gets nine tekios. Listening Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag. Why are you talking about Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag? You could have spoken about Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, and you'd have even more than 48. Mishkach Sachamishin V'Chag. You'd have 51 tekios. Because you're right that you'd have to subtract six tekios from your list, since it's not Erev Shabbos. And remember, we have Shalosh Laftil Asami Malacha, and three, and then another three to announce that it's Shabbos. So you're right. You'd have to take those six out, but then you'd add nine more. So take your number 48. 48 minus 6 is 42, plus 9, and you're up to 51. So why didn't we mention something that's even more than 48 kios? So Rabbi Zeru said, no, because it's not going to be 51, because they don't blow the three tekios for the Psich HaSharim on Shabbos, because it's only, it's not really a mitzvah, it's only for a simen that the Avodah Seyom has begun, and to get the Kohanim and Leviim in gear, you know, the Duchanim and Yisrael and Ma'amadim, get all the Yisraelim ready for their job. So if that's the case, since you're missing those three as well, you're not really adding anything by talking about Shabbos Shabbatoch Chag, because not only do you have to subtract the six that they do as Shabbos arrives, you also subtract those other three that they would do for the Psich HaSharim, so you're losing nine. So when you gain nine more because of the Karbon Musaf, it doesn't really add anything. Amar Rava, Rava rejects this teretz. It says, Man had lo chash lekimcha. Who is this person that is not being choshesh to remove all the impurities from his flour? He's sharing Torah, which is Torah is compared to lechem, right? That's what we learned about the Yetzer Hara, that you got to feed it lechem. Torah is compared to lechem. He's feeding. He's trying to feed us Torah, but he's not purifying it first. He's not taking all the wrong ideas out before he's sharing things with us. Chada de b'chol yom tanan. First of all, it says b'chol yom there are always 21 tekios, and three of those are for the Psich HaSharim. B'chol yom sounds like every day. It sounds like even on Shabbos. Va'od inami kadadi ninu. And second of all, even if erev Shabbos Shabbatoch Chag and Shabbos Shabbatoch Chag had the same number of tekios, listening Shabbos Shabbatoch Shabbatoch Chag hayisham arba mishmona, it should have given the example of Shabbos Shabbatoch Chag to Shabbos minatarti, because then you could have told me a double chiddush. Shabbos of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, you would tell me the chiddush of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov that you took care on the mizbech and not on the maila asiris, v'shabbos of Rabbi Yaakov ben Chanina, and you'd also be able to tell me the chiddush of Reb that each musaf gets its own set of nine tekios. So so it should have told me the greater chiddush, and the greater chiddush would have been to tell me Shabbos Shemitah Chag, you blow 48. Why would it focus on Erev Shabbos Shemitah Chag? Ella Amar Rava. Rava says the reason that according to Rav Acha on Shabbos Shemitah Chag there were not 51 tekios, lefi shein token the milun mayim b'Shabbos de Batri Tuva, that they wouldn't be tokea for any of the miloy mayim tekios on Shabbos, because the water was filled on Erev Shabbos, which we learned all about how they would fill the water on Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos and not on Shabbos itself. So therefore, you're going to be missing a lot of tekios: the shalosh l'shara elyon, the shalosh l'shara tachton, the shalosh l'shara mayim, the shalosh l'gabei hamizbeach. All of those were in honor of the miloy mayim. So on Shabbos Shabbachag, they're only really going to be 39 tekios, 21 for the Tamid Shal Shachar and Ben Arabayim, and then 18 for the two Karbanos Musaf. And they say, you're only going to have 39. And now it makes a lot of sense why the Mishnah didn't give that example, because that's not the maximum number. Another kasha on Rav Acha's Chiddush, again, Rav Acha's Chiddush, that they blow a separate set of tekios for each Karban Musaf, V'lisinami Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. If they really blew a separate set of tekios for each Karban Musaf, then what happens when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? That should have been mentioned, because that's also going to be 48. Tayika Tlasa Musafin, because you have three Karbanos Musaf: Musaf to Rosh Hashanah, Musaf to Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf to Shabbos. So you're right, you lose all the Milu Yamayim ones, because there's no Milu Yamayim on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's no Nisuch Hamayim. But now you have three Karbanos Musaf on a single day. It happens to be Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif, and Shabbos. So that's 9 times 3, that's already 27. And then you have the 21 that you have each and every day. So 27 plus 21 is 48. So there you have it, you have full 48 tekios. Answering where every Shabbos Tochachag, itzrichle. The Mishnah prefers to give the example of every Shabbos Tochachag, Lashmin, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in order to teach me the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you blow three al Gabi Amizbech and not Lemaila Asiris, and that we never would have been able to learn if you were talking about Rosh Hashanah. That we're only able to learn because we're talking about Sukkot, when there actually is a Miloy Hamayim. So Atu Mika Amar Lisniha Velo Lisniha says, well, wait a second. We're not saying that you have to give only one example of a day that they blow 48 tekios. We're saying give every example of a day that they would blow 48 tekios. Lisniha Velo Lisniha. There's no like word limit on what the Mishnayos are allowed to say. So let them give every example of where you blow 48 tekios. So says Mar Tanav Shayir. No, a lot of times we leave out some of the examples. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Eina Chinami there are 48 tekios. But we don't mention that example. But the only thing is, you can only say Tanav Shayir that we leave out examples if we didn't just leave out one example. If you only left out one example, then that doesn't. Why would you leave out just one? But if you're leaving out, you're just giving an example, and there are many others. So then you could say Tanav Shayir. So the Gemara always follows up whenever we say in Shas Tanav Shayir. The follow-up question is always my shayer, dai shayer. What else did you leave out that you could suggest that Rosh Hashanah Shchal B'Shabbos is also being left out? So it says Gemara Shayer Erev HaPesach. We're leaving out an additional day that we blow 48 tekios, and that is Erev Pesach. We also blow 48 tekios. You have the 21 that you do every single day, and then another 27 dafka for the Karban Pesach. There's another 27 tekios that are dafka associated with the Karban Pesach. It says Gemara Imishum Erev Pesach Lav Shiruhu. If it's only about Erev Pesach, that's what the Tana didn't write Erev Pesach. That's not called leaving something out, because they didn't have 48 tekios in Erev Pesach. So Amani Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah might be assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Mimem Shalchah Shlishis Lo Igiya Lomar Ahavti Kiyish Mehashem. And if you remember, when we learned Pesachim, we discussed how the people came into the Beis HaMikdash in three, came into the Azara in three groups, and everyone was so eager to do the mitzvah that the third group was the tiniest group, that they were not, because they were the ones lagging behind. Everyone else pushed their way in one of the first two groups, so much so that when they were saying Hallel at the time of the Hakrava of the Pesach, by the third group they didn't get through the whole Hallel even one time, and they already finished shechting all the Karbanos Pesach. And they show you Amma Muatin, because there weren't too many people in the third group. Most people were careful to be part of the first two groups. So the third group only blew three tekios before the beginning of Hallel one time, and they didn't have the opportunity to blow a second time in Hallel. So it turns out Erev Pesach, there were really only 42 tekios, and it turns out that the Tana only leaves out Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos where there were 48, and there's no other example where there are 48 that the Tana left out, which means that we're stuck with Akasha. How come the Tana left out Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos? So Gemara says, no, Va'amrit Reisha, Delok Rabbi Yehuda. But we just said that our Mishnah that says that that counted the 21 tekios and considered tekiah trua as two separate things, tekiah trua, tekiah as three separate things. We already said the very first line of Gemara right after our Mishnah was that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So what are you going to tell me? Maybe our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that the third group was never large enough and therefore they never really blew 48 tekios on Erev Pesach. One person we know is not the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah said the numbers 21 and 48. Rabbi Yehuda would have used the numbers 7 and 16. So says Gemara, V'dilma haitan asavar l'kavaseh b'chadeh v'bolga l'bechadeh. It's not Rabbi Yehuda the person, Rabbi Yehuda himself, but it could be that it's a reflection of Rabbi Yehuda's shita on one issue, and the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on another issue, because these two issues are unrelated to each other. The issue of whether you consider tekiah trua tekiah, whether how you do the accounting on tekiah trua tekiah, whether you count that as one or whether you count that as three, that's one issue, and it could be that our Tana disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda about that, but it could be that he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about how things went in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, that in Erev Pesach the third group was never large enough to get too far into Hallel. So Ella Mai Shair Dahai Shair. So we're back to our question. What else was left out? What other day do you have 48 tekiyos that we left out? That we left out Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. So Shair Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos. Now the case we left out is when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. Abik Shes Vayel Shes, because you take out the six tekiyos that they didn't make it in the third round of Hallel, because they did it in the third round, the third group. But then you add in another six of Erev Shabbos. La'avdil Sam Mimalacha and B'Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, because in Erev Shabbos you have those extra tekiyos. So it turns out that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would blow 48 tekiyos, and therefore we don't have any kasha and ravacha from our Mishnah. What was our whole kasha and ravacha? That if you hold that there's a separate 9 tekiyos for every Karban Musaf, then there's another day where there's 48. So the Gemara's answer essentially is there are several days where there are 48 tekiyos, and therefore since there are several days where there are 48 tekiyos, we don't have to give every single example. It's interesting, the Rambam paskins that you're not tokea b'Shabbos. But Rava only said that to be miyashiv the shita of Ravacha. In the end of the sugya, we reject that. So maybe there were a tokea for the miloy on Shabbos, and just like it's doch v'yomtov, because it's a mitzvah yaseira, and it's not compared to the chalil, so maybe it's doch v'Shabbos as well. That's what Svasemis asked, that the Rambam seems to paskin like a hava amina in the Gemara over here. Also, there's to note, there's a machlokas rishonim, whether they said halal on Erev Pesach. Who said halal on Erev Pesach? Rashi writes that the cast that was makriv of the Karban Pesach were the ones that said halal. Tosos disagrees, quotes from a Tosefta, that the Levium were the ones that said halal on Erev Pesach, and that's the Shita Sarambam in the first parak of Hilchos Karban Pesach. So the Briska Rav points out that it's difficult for Rashi that the people themselves who are Mevi'im would say the Halal, because the Gemara in Arach and Daf Yud says that there are 12 days that the Chalil is Makkah and Erev Pesach is among them. The din of Chalil is Shaykh to the Shir Shal Karban, which you need Shira B'Kli. According to Rashi, the cast that's the people bring the Karban read Halal, it's clearly not a din in the Shir of a Karban. It's a din of Halal B'Pesach, just like Achilas Pesach. So what's the Shaykh talk about Shira B'Kli if it's not even the job of the Levim? Furthermore, Tosfos quotes a Mishnah Pesachim that they were tokeh b'chatzotzros at the time of the Asiyas HaPesach. The din of the chatzotzros is only by the Shiras HaLevim, which is learned from one pasuk, utkata b'chatzotzros ala l'seichem. So that's where we learn the Shiras HaLevim from. So what does that have to do with the people themselves that are bringing the Karban Pesach? And also Rashi is Soser himself, because in the Mishnah in Erechin he says that the Levim would be Kori the Halal. So when Rashi writes over here that the cast that was Makriv the Karban Pesach would bring the Halal, it seems to be against everything, says the Briska Rav. So he says, according to Rashi, there are two types of Halal and Pesach. one for the Levi and Midin Shir Karban, and that's learned from El Zivche Shal Nechem, and that requires Chalil V'Chatzotros. But when Rashi says in our Sugya that the Kas that's bringing the Karban is Kore the Halal, that's a different din of Halal, a din of Halal with Bahakravas Karban Pesach, that it requires Amiras Halal at the Hakravas Karban, just like there's an Amiras Halal at the eating of the Karban Pesach, right? That's what the expression the Gemara has in Maseches Pesachim, that Paka Igra, that from the sounds of the Halal when they're eating the Karban Pesach, you heard it was like a storm up on the, they would eat their Karban Pesach on the ground floor, then they would go upstairs to the rooftops to sing out, to say Halal, because everyone had to eat the Karban Pesach, so they had to do everything in shifts, and you heard these loud sounds of the beautiful sounds of Klal Yisrael singing singing Halal all night on Pesach. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Now the Mishnah said ve'in losifin al arba'im shmona, that we never add to 48 tekiyos. I mean, you never have more than 48. Velo, is that true? You can't have a day where you have more than 48. Ve'ika erev Pesach shchalios b'Shabbos. What if erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Did Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the third cast only says halal one time and they only build three tekiyos, but still chamishin v'chada, you're still going to have 51 because you have the 21 that you have every day. You have 9 musafin for the musaf shel Shabbos. You have 18 for the halal of the first two kitos, and then you have another 3 for the halal of the third cast. Vila Rabbanan, if you hold like the Rabbanan, that even the third cast would say halal 3 times, so it was another 9 tekiyos, so chamshin v'sheva. Then you have way more, then you have 57. How come the Mishnah didn't give examples where you can have 51 and 57? It's much more than 48. So says Mar, ki katani mi didi se b'kol shana. The Mishnah wanted to give an example of something that would come up every year. These, to have dafka a Erev Pesach, that's chalios b'shabbos, that doesn't happen every year. Erev Pesach, chalios b'shabbos, leis b'kol shana shana, lo katani. Since it doesn't happen every year, we didn't mention it. So says Mar, atu Erev Pesach Shabbatoch HaChag Mi'isei B'Kol Shana. But wait, does Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, the Mishnah gave that as the example where we blow 48, does that happen every single year? So you say, of course, Sukkot is a week long, so of course an Erev Shabbos will always happen Shabbatoch HaChag. No, Zimnin Dlo Meshkachaslei, sometimes it's not gonna, you're not going to have 48 tekiyos. Ve'echi Dami Gon Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Be'Erev Shabbos. If the first day of Yantav falls on Erev Shabbos, Simchas Pesach Shueva is not Tocha Yom Tov, so there would not be Tokeya 12 tekiyos that are associated with the Simchas Pesach Shueva for the Nisuch HaMayim when the first day of Yantif was on the first day of Yantif. So it would turn out that if that day was Erev Shabbos, there were really only 36 tekiyos. You had the 21 that you had each and every day, you had the 9 for the Musaf of Sukkot, and then you had the 6 that were associated with Shabbos arriving. But Erev the following Erev Shabbos, it's already over. It's already Shemini Atzeres the following Erev Shabbos. So that would be a case where you don't have an Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chag where you're going to blow 48 tekiyos. So the Gemara answers, no, Yom Tov Rishon is never going to fall on Erev Shabbos. Because Kima Kalin and Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos, when Bezin sees that Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out on Erev Shabbos, and therefore Yom Tov Rishon Shal Sukkot is also going to fall out on Erev Shabbos, because that's how it always aligns, right? We always have Rosh Hashanah falls out on the same day that the first days of Yom Tov falls out, the same days that the second days of Yom Tov falls out. So it's easy to, to cheshbon out how you're killing 3 work weeks, right? That's always the... So if it's always going to fall out the same day, so then Midchi Dechinamay. So we add another day of Elul in order that Rosh Hashanah should fall on Shabbos and not on Erev Shabbos, and therefore Sukkot should also fall on Shabbos. My time, why do we arrange it in such a way? Because Kivin Dikl Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Leos Erev Shabbos, because if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Erev Shabbos, that means Yom Kippur Mei Masavi B'Chad B'Shabbos. That means Yom Kippur would have had to have been on a Sunday, and we don't want that. We don't want that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are going to be one right after the other. So Hilkach Tachinale, and therefore we add a day. We don't allow the calendar to fall out in that way. So since you're never going to have Yom Tov Rishon Erev Shabbos, it turns out that the example of the Mishnah of Erev Shabbos Shabbatot Chag in fact happened every single year, because we, even though there's a possibility of it not happening, we never allowed it to not happen. Umi Tachinale, is that true? We push off Rosh Hashanah a day in order to arrange for Yom Kippur the way we'd like it. Vatnan Chelve Shabbos Kraven Biyom HaKippurim, that the Avari Tamid of Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim of Shabbos could be brought on Motzai Shabbos when Yom Kippur is Motzai Shabbos. So apparently there's such a Metzias where Yom Kippur is Motzai Shabbos. I'm Rav Zeir, Ki Avinu Be Rav Bavel. When I learned Torah by Rav in Bavel, when I went before I came to Eretz Yisrael, Hava Amri Hada Tani Yom Kippur Shchal Yos Erev Shabbos Lo Yitokin. So we learned that when the Brisa says that when Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, they didn't blow the six tkios to be Mavdil Samim Lacha, to be Mavdil Ben Chol Kodesh, because everyone was already not doing Malacha, it was already Yom Kippur, so already had Kedusha Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos Loim Avdilin. And when Yom Kippur fell on Motzai Shabbos, they didn't do Avdala Alakos, and they didn't do Avdala Betfila to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol, like you would normally do when Yom Tov falls on Motzai Shabbos, because the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is equal to the Kedusha of Shabbos. They're both Asur and all Malacha, you can't even do Ochal Nefesh Malacha. So Rabbi Zera says that when he was in Babel, he thought, Divrei HaKol, he thought everyone agreed to that Brisa. So Kislikos Lassim, once he went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachte the Rabbi Yehuda, Brei Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Dias Mekamer Rabbi Akiva, that it's only Rabbi Akiva who holds the Chalvei Yom HaKippurim are not brought on Shabbos, and Chalvei Shabbos are not brought on Yom HaKippurim. So the Shitaso, Yom Kippur is of equal Chumra to Shabbos. So therefore, when Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, they didn't have to be Tokea, because the Tekiah was only to separate between two different Chumras of Kedusha Sayom. But bottom line is, you see from Rabbi Zeira that Yom Kippur would be able to be Chal right before Shabbos or right after Shabbos. It says more Lokasha, HaRabbanan HaAcherim Hi, that it's a Machlokas whether can or cannot. Tanya Acherim Omrim Ein Bein Atzeres Atzeres Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah El Arba Yom Bilvad, that from 1 year to the next, there's 4 days off in the week from when Shavuos is going to fall and when Rosh Hashanah is going to fall. V'imhayis Hashanah Muberes, and if it happened to be in Adar Sheni that year, then Chamisha, then it's only off by 5 days. So if you go through the whole Cheshbon, that whether that's true or not depends on whether you allow Yom Kippur to fall on Erev Shabbos or on Motzai Shabbos. But Hashem will pick up with Meisvei tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Thank you.